I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. April is National Poetry Month, and my first guests today are here to talk about a virtual poetry reading. Welcome, Alyssa Borges, Curator of Public Programs for the Juno Douglas City Museum. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi there.
And Richard Stokes, poet and member of Juno's Burn Thompson Writing Group. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Richard, let's begin with you. Can you please tell me a little about the Burn Thompson, about Burn Thompson and the writing group?
Okay, well, the writing group itself, I don't have the exact dates of the history, but it started back in the early 1990s, I think by Kristen Hutchinson, and it went through a number of different identities over the years, but Burn took over in, I think, 2007, and she kept it alive until her death in 2013. Byrne was a really remarkable woman. She grew up in Appalachia. She came to Juno in the late 1980s. She was robbed of everything she had fairly soon after she arrived. She was homeless off and on. She had some terrible health problems, including cerebral palsy. But she was educated in creative writing, and she had a phenomenal amount of stamina, and she held this group together during some really low periods. We were down to three or four people at one time, and now we have, you know, 8 or 10 almost every meeting, and maybe 20 on the mailing list. So, she was a remarkable lady.
It sounds like her legacy is alive and well in your group. What's the writing group been doing over the past year? I know that you've had to go from in-person meetings to virtual meetings, just like all of us have. And what's come out of those meetings? What do you guys do? What do you talk about?
Well, you're right. We did go virtual soon after the pandemic closed down everything. We followed more or less the same format that we did in person, but because of Zoom and not being able to physically pass out copies of our poems, we send them by email to each other before our Zoom meetings, and actually that's made a nice positive effect. The fact that we get everybody's work a day or so before the meeting, we get a chance to go over it, make some, you know, marks. And so by the time that we meet, we are more prepared to give critique, I would say, efficiently.
That's great. And has this last year of virtual meetings produced any new works inspired by our circumstances or otherwise?
Well, we actually had a chapbook that we thought was almost ready to go to press before the pandemic, and during the pandemic we all tried to write COVID-related poems, and we've talked about a collection of them, and I'm guessing that some of these will be read on Saturday night, but I don't, we've not really talked about, you know, a requirement to do that. But so much of this last year has been, you know, COVID related and writing about shopping with masks on and, you know, all the changes of life.
Would you be willing to read something for us now?
Yeah, I actually I picked out a couple they both have to do with rain, and which is, you know, always a good subject for Juno. One, what I consider typical Juno rain, and the other related to the storm we had in early December. So if there's time, I'll read both of these. I've not timed them, but I'm guessing 3 or 4 minutes for the two. The first is Juno rain. I don't crave to be the thundering drops of a West Texas cloudburst that tattoos violence on tin roofs and bounces boulders and stones down once dry gullies. Nor do I aspire to be the Georgia storm that reddens rivers with the farmer's clay. I wish to be the rain of Alaska's panhandle, less event than presence, lurking ever ready to coalesce into droplets of fog or drizzle, soak mosses, seep into soils, be captured by roots, pumped up trumps, exhaled from needles and leaves to begin all over again. So that's my vision of regular Juno rain.
Great imagery and, there. I love it.
And here's one that I wrote sometime after the December storm. Forecasters call the assault atmospheric rivers of rain. Torrents pour from gray skies, from melting alpine snowpacks. The slope behind my house wakes in anger, shudders and shakes like a wet dog. Water and mud roar down every wrinkle. Root wads of wind-toppled hemlocks tear stream sides. Sediments clog channels. Boulders laid by glaciers roll and slide. In early morning darkness, I listen to the roar of water rushing through the house side culvert. Remember when another angry stream jumped the banks, slammed the house, filled our basement with soupy mud. A massive mudslide down the block shaves off a deck and sluices logs, debris, and a trailered boat downhill. A stream gobbles hunks of my neighbor's lawn. 90 miles to the north, a slide takes 6 houses and 2 lives. The frontal assault ends, but the sun still hides in gray gauze. The surface of the lake in front of our house, placid, but the mocha color tells a tale of mud. Water still hurries down freshly exposed rocks as I walk upslope to check on lurking dangers. I have the uneasy feeling I'm tiptoeing across a sodden beast that may any minute try to shake itself dry.
Both of those were, incredible. That last one was sad and great and frightening. It made my stomach clench. Alyssa,
good.
Yeah, very good. Alyssa, turning to you now, are you a fan of poetry?
Yeah, definitely. It's been fun to host the Byrne Thompson each year here at the museum. So I've really enjoyed it as a spring event.
And what's the City Museum doing this year to help the Byrne Thompson Writing Group celebrate National Poetry Month?
Yeah, so this year, of course, it's on Zoom, and this is taking place this Saturday, April 10th at 4:30 p.m. People can locate the link to watch the poetry reading on our website, which is at juno.org/museum. Or you can also just Google the museum. Another way to locate it is on our website, on our homepage. There's event boxes, and it's the fourth event box. And all you need to do is click on that box and it takes you right to the link. And it's also going to be, it's also on Facebook as an event. So there's many ways to locate the link to watch. And just letting people know that as a webinar, the audience's faces won't appear. You are watching and you can type in questions or comments to the poets.
Now, will all the poets on the lineup be as good as Richard here?
Yeah, for certain.
Who else will we hear from?
That's a question for Richard.
And that question again was?
Who are some of the other poets who will be reading at the event on April 10th?
It looks like we have 12, at least 12 that are committed. And I'll just read their names. Dan Branch, Margot Waring, Mary Lou Spartz, Hallie Denton, Marjorie Menzies, Helena Fagan, Beatrice Franklin, Sarah Istow, Diane DeSluver, Kathy Hamlet, Linda Buckley, and me. And it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't get another one or two before Saturday.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you both for sharing all that information. And Richard, especially thank you to you for that, for those two wonderful poems. I think that's a really good way to get people excited about the event on the 10th at 4:30 p.m. And thank you both for sharing that info. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Well, I would just like to say that the names of these other poets that I read the names of are, I think, without exception, better poets than I am. So come and listen.
I just want to let people know that through April, the admission to the museum is still free. We will begin charging for our summer season in May. So come Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4. We hope to see you here.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with the event on the 10th.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much.